Okay. I was going to welcome back Chaim Shalom and Yoshua Richards from Yeshiva. I guess they went back already. So good. Okay. Easy come, easy go. That's what, you know. Okay, so we won't welcome them back. So we are on page 94. Simen Kuf Nun Ches. And we're talking about washing the Tilos HaDaim. So we talked about bread, washing for bread. And we talked about washing for something that's Tibul of a Mashka. Then in Zion, we saw in between. Let's say you wash for something that's Tibul of a Mashka, and then you decide to eat bread. So do you have to wash again? With a bracha, without a bracha? Okay, all that. Okay, interesting stuff today. Really interesting. Ches. Misha hayo b'midbar o b'makom sakana. If someone was in a desert or in a place of sakana, So the reason why we bring down Midbar is because usually there's no water there. So ve'ein lo mayim, and he doesn't have water. Potter matilas daim. So then he's potter from washing. He can eat bread or a wet fruit, let's say, without washing. So you're going to say, well, that's kind of obvious. That seems kind of obvious. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, no, that even if you know that you'll go a short amount, if you went a meal, you'd be able to find water. Still, even in that case, you are not obligated to wait, and you could eat. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something we'll see later. You're potter from Matilas HaDaim. However, you should cover your hands, like wrap your hands in something. Right, we'll get to this later. So since you didn't wash, so that you don't directly touch the bread. So we'll get to that in Meretz Hashem, but keep that in mind. Okay, look at these. Tests. Tzarkli Zarba Matilas HaDaim. You have to be very careful, right? So people say, oh, it's only the Rabbanon, you know all those lines. You have to be careful with Matilas HaDaim. You should call HaMezalzo Matilas HaDaim, because if a person is not careful, is lax about Matilas HaDaim, Chayav Nidui. He's Chayav Nidui, which is a certain level of excommunication. And if that's not enough, and the person will become poor. We'll see the flip side of that in a little while. He's uprooted from the world. Very severe. Now, the Ber Hetev explains that there's two opinions. First opinion brings down that if you're not careful with Netilas HaDaim even once, then you are subject to what we just talked about. But he brings down Rashi in the Gemara Sota that says, no, that's if you consistently don't eat, wash, or Netilas HaDaim. You better hope we pass in the second way. Okay. Look at this. Afalpi, this one now will connect back. Afalpi, even though Shishiurim Berevius, even though, as we're going to learn later, the amount of water you should use is a Revius. Everybody knows what a Revius is. 3 ounces. 3 ounces. Now that we're going to see later. Oh, so he says, perish. Revius halug, dahinu shir beya vachatzi. It's a 1.5 eggs. So when we say revius, again, a lot of people don't realize. I'm talking about revius, it means a quarter of a what? So a quarter of a lug. So again, it's about 3 ounces. So we're going to learn about this over and over again. We talk about the minimum amount of 3 ounces of water, that's for both hands. We'll see, you'll say, well, that's very little to both hands. Well, we'll talk about that. So don't worry about that right now. We'll get to it later in Kusamach Beis Mishpura says. We'll get to it later. So even though you could really get away with using a small amount of water, Yosef Litol Beshefa, you should use a lot of water. You know, I mean, obviously you have to use a seichel. Why? Damaro Chizda Ana Mishdem Ala Chafne Maya. I washed with my full hands with water. And because of that, mida kenega mida, I got overflowing hands worth of good. So there is some very interesting Mishnah Berurahs here. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you could get, as we'll see later, with one revius for both hands, the Mishnah Berurah brings down achronim that say you should use a revius for each hand. And here's a big one. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. Everybody should know this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches is going on the quote of Rav Chisda that he used a lot of water, so he got a lot of tov back. Might be one of those Mishnah we'll read inside. Now it's on the next page, on page 95, the first Mishnah on the top. So now people are going to use, you know, a lot of water, because after all, it's such a big skula to be zocha to so much. So the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, you shouldn't do it for this reason. You shouldn't wash because, you know, payback, right? You shouldn't do it for that reason. Duhu amanas l'kal pras, because the reason why you're doing it is for not a sincere reason. It's for the payoff. So we all know that's not the best way to do a mitzvah. Eliyasa hakol uchol Hashem yisbarach. Rather, why are you using a lot of water? Because if you use a dinky amount of water, it shows that, you know, like you're a chintzy with a mitzvah. You don't want to be chintzy with a mitzvah. You want to do a mitzvah, you know, gezunt. The askar me'el yavo, and the reward, that's just icing on the cake. That's on the side. Now watch this. Umish shizar v'zeh. And if a person, right, you hear this in a lot of other areas too. A person who's careful when the tefillah's on, right, they're careful with all the halachas, and they use a lot of water, right, and then they're in tier two already for conservation. Well, you shouldn't go that far. But they're getting all these letters from the DWP. Well, they want. Well, a person's careful. The eno misasher, and all of a sudden, you know, he's not getting rich. What happened? It's a fairish halacha. So what's going on? It's not working. Look at this. It's because you might do netilas hadayim good, but how about everything else? So this is a very important Mishnah Berurah to remember. Right, everybody runs after skulas and this and that and all this type of stuff, but as we call it, the meat and potatoes are missing. So here we see a very clear, famous Mishnah Berurah that if people run after skulas and this and all sorts of things, but they're missing the basics. You know, the Kovitz kind of says this by Shmiras Halashon, right? Go to a rabbi for a bracha. How about Shmiras Halashon? You zolk into bigger brachas if you're careful with Shmiras Halashon. Besides the Chofetz Chaim's bracha. So that is a huge Mishnah Berurah, which it's very important for people to realize that we always have to have our priorities set. That even though it's a beferish halacha, right? Not even talking about things that are not so beferish of school as people do. Here's a beferish gemara that says, we pask in that way, that if you use a lot of water, you're zolk into all sorts of things. But don't forget the basic stuff. Don't forget that. Okay? Meretz Hashem will continue this tomorrow.